Could you give me some background information on this new record, Torture, like what it was like recording and writing the album?
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, I think we just stepped it up. I mean, having Pat write 4 songs, Rob writing 3 songs, Alex writing 5, a little more diverse. But we really got into it right away. Actually, we weren't even done with the Evisceration Fight Tour towards the end of 2010. And actually, Pat started writing, and he wrote 2 songs. And I think it was tour we did in October of 2010. We had songs done kind of before we even went on the road, which is very rare for us. But you know, we were already getting excited to want to start creating the record. And when we did get home from that, we had his 2 songs, and we kind of hit more harder on it on like January 1st of 2011. But man, they just seemed to really, everything just seemed stepped up in a lot of art, you know, and we worked really hard. I mean, Pat, Bob, I really wrote the best songs they ever written, Cannibal Corpse. I really worked really hard to do the best that I could do and step things up, of course, and, you know, and Alex does a great job always, and he wrote great songs, so, you know, it was just, you know, a lot of writing, of course, throughout the whole year, and just trying to come up with what we think is you know, some great songs, and I think we did come up with some great diverse Cannibal Corpse stuff, and a little bit of old school sounding with new school, and, you know, overall, I think a great record. So, you know, we just worked hard at writing as soon as we could, and that hit the studio in September, and we recorded for a couple of months, and now here we are, about to release it. So,
Alex said that the songs on the album are more successful at having their own individual identity. Would you say the fact that like Pat contributed, Rob did, and Alex, would you say that's the reason, the amount of contributors?
Yeah, that always helped, of course, have somebody else writing more so than just one guy. You know, I mean, you can always verse as a writer your own style, but when you have 2 other great songwriters writing as well, then it's going to be more diverse in that part, because I think every, you know, when you're writing your song, you're always going to try to write something that you different than your last song, and those 3 guys are, you know, no exception. So that, you know, definitely makes it a more diverse record, of course. And you know, I think, like I said, just wrote, you know, I think Rob wrote the best 3 songs he's ever written for Cannibal, and Pat, you know, writes great songs as well. But a couple of these were a little different, you know, for Pat. You know, a song like "Is the Knife Will Go" and "Followed Home That Killed," a little different for Pat. So it's good to see, though, because I think those songs turned out just phenomenal. So, yeah, having all 3 guys contribute and all of their songs being different than the last one that they wrote is huge and makes a big deal.
Have there been instances in the past where you felt like an album had too many similar sounding tracks or not? Or?
Yeah, not really. I think that's always kind of been our you know, plan or idea, is always try to write some different songs. You know, not everything sound the same. I mean, then some of them might just sound similar here and there on album to album, because, you know, we're not doing anything, you know, extremely different. We're, you know, we're brutal, primitive, you know, in-your-face kind of death metal the way we look at it. So, but we always really try to write different songs. But for some reason, I think the older we're getting, the more mature we're getting, the better we're getting in our instruments and our songwriting abilities. I don't know what it is, but they just seem to be, you know, just taking on its own new life kind of a thing. And we're arguably writing better than we ever have. So it's hard to really, you know, to say why, because like I said, I think we always tried to be, you know, diverse in any way possible, and trying to write different songs, you know, we don't want to, you know, everything to sound the same. So, and that's probably been a reason for our longevity as well. We are able to mix it up and doing it for years. So
you feel the band is like a fine wine, gets better with age type of thing?
I think so. It's the way it's going with Cannibal Corpse. Just look at our last 3 records, you know, or Kill and then Evisceration. Now this one, I mean, we're doing better than we ever have, selling more records, and I really believe writing better and playing better. So I guess Cannibal Corpse must be like fine wine, yes.
Why did the band work with Eric again?
Well, we thought he did a great job with Evisceration Plague and with Kill, so we wanted to use him again. There was really no talk with anybody else. We knew we wanted to use him, and the only thing we wanted different was utilize a studio, which is what we did first half recording, going to Sonic Ranch in Tornillo, Texas, back where we did Bloodthirst, Fred Spawn, and Gore Fest, and you know, we brought Eric over there, so we did the first half of the record at Sonic Ranch, and we loved it. We wanted to go back, this, you know, doing two with Eric's were great, but it was like time for a change, time for a mix-up. We don't want to get this caught the same routine of, you know, driving to the studio every day for over an hour and, you know, that kind of thing. So we felt it would be easier and better for us to go out at least the first month to do the basic tracking over there where we live on the grounds and you know, concentrate fully on the record. And it was great. So we finished off, of course, on the studios in St. Petersburg, did the solos and singing and the mix, all that in St. Petersburg here where we've done the last two. But yeah, we just, you know, we wanted to use Eric again. Like I said, we did a great job on the last two, and we knew he could do a better job on this.
How does it work with Eric then? Like, what is the routine between Eric and Cannibal Corpse?
Oh, he's just a workaholic. And that's a great thing. He loves to push and loves to get the best out of you. And, you know, he knows what he wants. A very demanding guy, and you know, he's going to go after what he wants, kind of a thing. And that's a good thing. And he's a great guy upon that, of course. I mean, we've known him for years. We work as a team, you know, you have to. I think we've done that with all our producers. Never had a producer just kind of come in and tell us what's going on and this is the way it's going to be, you know. I mean, we've always had our producers kind of working with the band, and especially more so now than in the past. Now, you know, we've done it. I mean, we've been in the studio. We know what, you know, what we want, what to expect, all that kind of thing. So you really need somebody that's going to work with you. And Eric does a great job at that.
Obviously, the band's lineup has been quite stable for quite some time now, and across several albums, and obviously the band's been working with Eric, as we've just discussed. Do you feel that's also another factor in the band, like making better music with each release of late, especially?
Well, definitely the longevity of the lineup at now, that key. I mean, I don't know how much Eric is. I mean, it's great that he's done what he's done and make great sounding records. But really, when it comes to the songwriting aspect, exactly, I do believe, you know, that we've had the best lineup we've had ever, and that the lineup has been this long. You know, it's been this way this long. You know, at our third album with Bob in the band, and of course, Pat and George, that being in the band as long as they have, just seems like continuity and gelling better than it ever has. So that is key. I truly believe, you know, having that longevity and that, you know, staying power that we've had versus big.
I would also say that possibly the amount of songwriters the band has is a factor, because with some bands, like, there might be only one songwriter, like, whereas with Cannibal Corpse, there's several songwriters.
Yeah, that helps, of course, and that's why having, I mean, even when Jack was in the band, Jack wrote great stuff, you know, and it's just great that somebody like Rob can come in and write some great stuff, too, you know. So having, you know, Rob, like I said, coming into his own and writing the best songs ever written for Cannibal, I mean, that's huge. He's written great ones as well, you know, on every album that he's been on. But that, you know, I don't know, he's been in the band as long as he's ever been in, kind of a thing. And, you know, he's wrote three really great songs for Torque. So, you know, that's a great thing to have everybody contribute.
Yeah, Do they have certain hallmarks to their songwriting then, where you can listen and possibly tell who wrote what or not? Or?
I mean, I think so. I think a lot of times it's apparent who writes what. I mean, Pat has his own style. A little tougher maybe on the new album because I think, yes, instead of songs like this, people go and Followed Home, they almost, some of the parts don't sound like that. I mean, the main riff in Followed Home that then killed, okay, then you realize that that's him. But, you know, I think everybody, all three of them have a distinct style of writing. And that's great. You got to have that distinctness, you know, that separates it, where one guy isn't sounding like the other guy in this style of writing. But D, it's apparent. I just found them long enough, and I know how they play. But I would think the Animal Corpse fans would kind of figure those things out too, for the most part.
Okay.
And maybe it's not always apparent, but for the most part, you hear who's writing what.
Okay. What would you say those hallmarks are then? Like, how can you tell? Like, say, you know, like this is an Alex song or this is a Rob song or.
That right, very notey, of course, very crazy, fast guitar part. A song like Grant Malman, that electric makes it tougher, and, you know, Judy Pose, I think those are apparent, those are Pat, the way the riff work, you know, and then Alex writes some notey stuff as well, but it seems like it's not as crazy in the playing department, or the timings might be a lot more different. That Alex likes to really, really delve to that, where time signatures are changing or different than the last song, and doing a lot of mathematics, of course, was what basically is, but, you know, so a song like Intestinal Crank or Unnatural and, you know, Rabbit, those songs that are for Alex is just the way the riffs are put together. And then Rob just kind of has more of a, always had more, you know, like, thrashy feel to his songs, to where his riffs are, and then what putting the from Rob song, but then being kind of a little bit more old feel. When you hear Rob songs, it.
What do you say with Alex? Part of that comes from the fact he's a bass player as opposed to like a guitarist, so there's that like difference in the way they approach writing songs.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have a different approach towards you're a bass player and not a guitar player. Well, of course, is knowledgeable in the way of guitar, where he can write on bass. I think he's going to know what it might sound like on guitar, or he already knows in his head what bass line he might have. I mean, write our part, but, you know, he's a seasoned veteran in that way, but, you know, I think you're always going to, you're going to go looking into it a little bit different, just because of, you know, if you're playing it, but then at the same time, bass guitar is still a guitar, and, you know, you can write a lot on bass, so I don't know how much different it might be if it was a guitar player. Maybe it would be, maybe more like that. A lot of playing on a guitar, that would be very hard on the bass. So, and then usually if you play something on the bass, a lot of times it mimics guitar a lot. So, I'm sure Alex, the fact that he is a bass player, writes a little bit different than if he was a guitar. But who knows? I mean, you never know.
Were there any specific songs which challenged you as a musician on this new record?
Well, for me personally, just a lot of the fast stuff, the song Torn Through, it's very, the tempo, you know, is pretty high for that one for us. So it was challenging because it's a very demanding song throughout, you know, song clean and play it, have stamina to play it, challenge. As Deep as the Night Will Go, a lot of double bass, a lot of blasts, so that's always a challenge when that happens to me. And then some of Alex's songs, just really, you know, learning the patterns, you know, not like there with all the bowls in the beginning, and you know, the way the pattern goes, and you know, very challenging. I mean, for the most part, everything on the record was very challenging, and that's the way you want it. You want to be able to, you know, step up on a guard and, you know you're eventually going to play it, but it worked at that point. So, and I know those guys always have the same thing going on when our department, everybody writes different, so usually, you know, Pat will always tell you his songs are hard for him to play because he tries to, you know, do something he doesn't normally do or push himself where it's hard even for him. And Alex same way, and Rob same way, but, you know, but everything came together, and the challenging parts got to work a little extra hard at, and eventually you get them, and all the repetition, and over time, and, you know, that's the way it is, but there's always going to be some challenging stuff for everybody on every song we write.
How would you say your drumming has evolved since the first record, like over 20 years ago?
I think I've just got tighter, you know, drumming. It might be a little more controlled, I think. I think back first album that we started, I mean, I played mainly by just, it was aggression, with raw power, raw aggression feel. Not about precision and, you know, are we in time and all that stuff or whatever. I mean, we all play together, and if we're all playing together on the same page, then there is no right and wrong. But definitely, you know, I look back and, you know, we're young. We were that band, more of, like I said, more, you know, having that punk at it, just going out and play, you know, and it doesn't have to be perfect. But I think over the years, it kind of become that a lot more, you know, you know, drumming and all of them. You know, but of course, in my drumming, I do that we incorporated quick track, the last record. So that keeps on your toes and make try to play as perfect as you kind of thing. So it's come a long way, but I think I've retained some quality. So I try not to do more than I can do, and Animal songs are going to be songs. There's be some blast, there's going to be some straightforward just double bass, and there's going to be some of this art, whatever, but you know, it just got better, you know, and it's evolved, and it's more precise possibly now, but it, like I said, I cannibal my style for the most part, and if anything, I'm just trying to refine.
In terms of the aggression, is it just as easy to tap into aggression as it was 20 years ago, or is it harder, or is it just the same as it always was, or?
I guess it's about the same. I mean, we love what we're doing. We love playing fast. It was never about, when you're young, and I'm sure you're angry about here and there, your fingers and stuff. But, you know, I don't think this were really ever like that fully. We love playing the songs we play, and of course you're just music makes you feel aggressive. Just yeah, I love this. Oh yeah, this, you know, makes you just want to you know, go nuts. So to me it is. You know, if there's a good riff and you know somebody comes up something, you throw a beat when you're just like yeah. You know, I think that's how we are with a lot of the songs and you know and what going kind of a thing. So. It might not be 100% like it was in the early days. And when it was early and back then, in the early days, it was just all new and everything. And everything is just, you know, like, maybe a little bit more exciting because, you know, this is all happening first time as opposed to 20-plus years later. But like I said, you know, you get to hear a killer riff or somebody's got a killer thing going like that, man. It's just, you know, you feel it, get off of it, it's going. And it still happens to this day. Otherwise, we wouldn't do what we...
Can you see it going for another 10, 20 years, though?
Hard to say. I mean, we're older now, of course. We've been around 20-plus years. We're all in our mid to low 40s, and we feel healthy. It would be great to go that long, go another 20 years. Are we able to? Are we physically able to? That's going to be the question. You know, you got to take it on day by day at this point. And we all feel good. All our feel like we're on the top, better than we ever have, right? Better than we ever have. So only so hard to get that, because, you know, like, for being the 8 hour now, it's really hard to determine what happens tomorrow, you know. So we'll see what happens.
You set this new record as the Frenzied Attack of Butcher the Birth and Tomb of the Mutilated. They're like certain parallels you can cite between the new album and those two older records, like certain examples you can draw upon?
I mean, you know, just primal aggression, I think, from the that we're getting in speed, like song like Aggression, Encased Concrete, and Rabid, Intestinal Prank. I mean, the speed that we're hitting and the we're using reminds me a lot more of what we did in the old days of Cannibal, you know, because we seem to have strayed away from certain things that we've done a lot, not always, but it was mostly really speed. Anything is a lot of the speed we were doing, they got a little more controlled in the latter years, and we really made an effort to let's bump it up a little bit, let's try to, you know, have that fury that we had, you know, back in the old days, and, songs like that remind me of like what days where Relent was very pretty fast.
What tracks possibly remind you of like more recent material then?
Like Intestinal Crank, even though it's got primal aggression, like with riff and all that, and you know, the timings in those songs, it reminds me, seems like more of a newer song to me. Scourge of Iron, even though it's simplistic riff and all that, and very basic, very head driving, you know, a lot of that, you know, with the whole, with, like I said, the middle part where, you know, a lot more thought going on into the song at that point, that's like more of a newer Cannibal kind of style, or, you know, maybe a song like, you know, the Strangulation Chair, a little bit more, something a little different than we've normally done, and maybe sounding a little more of a newer style Cannibal. A lot of craziness happened. The bass part, Alex wrote the song, so those songs in particular, I think, are kind of newer style songs that we got on the new record.
The band is, it's either filmed or is filming a music video, or is that like performance video?
We just did a video, actually. We just did one over the weekend, and I would hope it'll be out ready with the coinciding release of the record. But we did a video for Encased in Concrete, and should be a lot of fun. We just filmed the performance, all that kind of stuff. We'll have some of the storyline being filmed, and you know, from what we got from that day of filming, it's a pretty cool video. Cool, great song, very driving, and the video should be fitting to the song, so that's what we got going right.
Are you aware of the rough storyline of the video at this point?
Yes, I am, because I wrote the lyrics, so.
Oh, okay, I'm just wondering, like, are you able to reveal, like, the storyline of the video or not?
Well, if you read the lyrics, I mean, and if I don't know the storyline per se fully, because we just filmed the performance, and then the director was going to go film all that, and he should be doing that maybe now or next week. But the song, I mean, you can pretty much get what it is. The song, I mean, it's one of those typical Cannibal titles. Well, you know what it's about. Well, about somebody getting encased in concrete. So all I can really say is, try to stay along the lines of the lyric, which is that song's about somebody being basically, you know, torqued that way and slowly getting encased in concrete. So that's pretty basic. It's not to read the lines, but you know, once you read the lyric, you know, it you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Like that, the title really tells you what is going on.
Which tracks did you write lyrics for on the album then, besides that one?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Which tracks did you write lyrics for besides that one on the new record then?
I wrote, I wrote Aura Path, and then that one's originally. So I wrote one of Rob's, Encased in Concrete, and then the other four, I wrote four songs, which are Dementia Depression, Followed Home, Then Killed, As Deep as a Knife Will Go, and Torn Through. So those are past, and I wrote, like, got all the lyrics to those, wrote one of Rob's, Encased in Concrete, and then Rob wrote the lyrics to his up to Sarcophage Frenzy, and Kate recorded.
Are all the...
Alan wrote the lyrics.
With the titles, you said, like, Encased in Concrete, like, the title is self-explanatory. Is that the same for all the tracks in the album?
For the most part. I mean, not all of them, maybe. I mean, the songs that I wrote, okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. Followed Home and Killed is kind of a, you know, you kind of figure that one out, I guess. You should, devil do, you know. It's more of a stalker song, you know, about, I was kind of inspired by, like, older, not old, because I'm not that old, but, like, early 80s kind of horror movies, you know, somebody, you know, entering the house, stalking someone, and killing them in the comfort of their own home. So that was still pretty self-explanatory. As Deep as the Knife Will Go, kind of explanatory as well. A little bit, you know, maybe more of a meaning of, you know, you know it's about a knife, and you know it's about somebody stabbing somebody, and take that knife as far as they can go, but, you know, I kind of thought about knife as being the, you know, like, what makes somebody kill, not per se a killer, you know, somebody in the song is, the way I looked at it is somebody picking up a knife really making them do this, and they've never killed before in their life, and they, you know, they do something with knife that they didn't think they'd ever do, and they like, so that's kind of what that song's about. And Torn Through, the other one I wrote, obviously a little more vague, you know. You know it's, you know, it's obviously sounding violent, and you're torn through, well, something happened to somebody, you know, and I pretty much just wrote that like a kind of a revenge song, somebody getting killed so drastically, you know, brutally, that, you know, get thrown right to the head, whatever means that it's happening, but, you know, the other guy's songs, all Sarcophagic Frenzy, that's like our zombie song, Rob wrote that. Kate imported another one that Rob wrote, kind of self-explanatory. I'm not sure what the lyrics are fully about, but, you know, you get this, somebody's being locked up in a cage, and they're twisted in their thing, and then Alec 5 being Scourge of Iron, a little bit more of, like, battle kind of song, and, a rabbit being more like a serial killer kind of song, Intestinal Crank and The Strangulation Chair are the two torture songs that he wrote that, you know, are really pertaining to specific torture devices, exactly, one being The Strangulation Chair and one being The Intestinal Crank, which you can read about to Wish online, I'm sure, because we did take that from actual devices that were, you know, used for torture. And then Alec wrote on Crucifier Avenged, which is another, you know, one of his that I'm not fully sure what the lyrics are about. I didn't write them, so I'm not really saying much about it. There you go, brief description of all of
them. You mentioned Intestinal Crank and The Strangulation Chair. Might sound silly, but, like, were the Saw films influenced at all, or just non-influenced at all by those films?
Oh, what did you mean about?
The Saw films, because, like, I'm sure those torture devices are in the Saw films. You know, the Saw films? S-A-W, Saw.
Oh, Saw. Oh, the Saw films.
Yeah, the films, yeah.
Right. You know, I don't know. I know Alex has seen them, and he liked these newer movies like Hostel, Saw, and all that. But it just fit into the torture theme. When we knew we were going to call the album Torture, I know he really wanted to have some songs that had to do specifically with torture and real devices. So you'd have to ask him if he was inspired by any of that. He may have been. I don't know the answer to that. But no, but you know, we definitely knew we wanted to have some, you know, a couple songs. like that anyway, is that we're really painting to like a specific work or methods or devices. So, but that's probably more of a question I have to ask Alice.
Okay. Is torture in of some sort in all the songs then, or just those two?
Not in all. I mean, there's a few more, I guess. I mean, Demented Aggression has a little bit of kind of more of a down torture kind of a song, I guess, and a little bit. And Cage Contorted, I like the set of being locked in a cage, and, you know, some they're being twisted out of and all that. That's obviously some torture going on, and, you know, of course, the song mentioned and things. So, you know, it's a loosely based thing. It's not like every song would have to be about torture, and, you know, so, you know, we got a few in there, but you know, most of them are, you know, or, you know, sub.
What about the artwork then this time around?
Great art. I mean, Vince did a great job, did a very brutal cover for us, and we were very pleased to kind of go back, we feel, to maybe how the covers were in the past a little bit. You know? Everybody seems, as so far, really seemed to be really digging it. So like, oh, man, oh, that brutal art. Oh, this is awesome. So you know, we just wanted to kind of, you know, give it a try again, do it again. We haven't done it in the last couple of records where we had a, you know, a pretty brutal cover. So you know, we're glad we did it this time. Fans would be very happy with that.
How much creative freedom does Vince have with the covers then?
For the most part, as much as he wants. I mean, there's covers where he just did it on his own. You know, we told him maybe the song title, and he came up with, you know, his own concept or whatever, and we really trust his vision, so a lot of times we would just go with it. And then there's other times where, and he, hey, any suggestions, you got specific ideas, you let him know. He doesn't mind, you know, being told what to do or what we want to do, you know, or what we think the cover should be, you know, and we've done a couple of those. So it really just depends, I guess. I think this time around we had a little bit more of an idea, and we, you know, gave him that idea. And then, you know, like I said, there's been some albums where it was just, man, here's the title. We don't really have an idea, okay? And, you know, see what he comes up with, you know? So he can do what he wants. I mean, but of course he's always going to ask, all right, I'll, you know, how much more and all that kind of thing. Like when we told him this time around, man, let's go out. Let's go all out. We need more. We need blood. You know, we need brutality going on this cover. And he was, you know, that's fine by him. And he's down with it. And then he goes, you know.
Any favorite songs in the album, then?
I mean, there's so many. I like a lot of them, really. I like Followed Home, Then Killed a lot. I like This Is the Night We'll Go. I like Encased in Concrete, like Surge of Iron. I like Archstage of Frenzy. I like Strangulation Chair, Demented Aggression. I mean, I like them all. I like a lot, but I mean, the couple I mentioned at the beginning are obviously probably one of my favorites, but I think we really wrote a great album, and I enjoy it as a listener myself a lot.